All right, welcome back to the Tool World Podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going good.
Zipping along.
All right, we got our schedule today, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about double elimination. And
two times.
And also, we're going to talk about giving out two third places, especially at a higher ranking like tournament. So let's start with the double elimination. And can you go over exactly what it is and how does that work?
Let's take a look at it from a bigger, not just taekwondo, but maybe a professional.
Basketball? Yeah.
We don't really see double elimination, do we? Super Bowl, we don't. We don't see that in the, we don't really see it in tennis. We don't see it in basketball. I mean, when you're looking at what you're trying to do is get down to the last two team or guys that are the best. But I think in general, we don't see that. However, the double elimination is an interesting concept, right? Because let's go back to taekwondo. So in taekwondo, we don't have a seeding process. Like tennis. So the best player would never go against the second best player.
I see. Oh, right? Really interesting.
They would
and
always.
And same goes for like football, right?
Football.
They guess. Well, they have rankings, right?
Yes, they do have. They're in their standing as well as golf. Normally, you don't have the best player go against
the second best player,
right? So they always pair up the best versus someone that's up and coming. They don't know how, and it's amazing that the underdog beats the best player.
Right.
So we don't have a seeding process in taekwondo, so it's random, right?
Right.
And so it's possible that in the selection, because like look, world championship. I mean, the guys that's doing this, they don't know every competitor. Mm-hmm. And so it's possible that the best player or the best competitor goes against probably the second best competitor in the world.
Right.
And in the first round. Mm-hmm. And well, obviously one's going to get eliminated where it probably should have been one and two. Yeah, get that. It's all that seeding, it's all that bracketing and all that stuff.
Right.
And so that's unfortunate. However, if you do a double elimination, you could almost... In a way, you can eliminate that because the second best competitor gets another shot at getting a placement, mm-hmm. whether it's first, second, or whatever it is, but they get another shot at getting back there.
So once they lose, they go to a loser
another,
bracket.
Right, a loser bracket.
So we had some kind of questions come up, and maybe it depends on how the tournament is run, but at the last one that we had attended, the loser bracket could not get past third place. So they actually went down and then they competed for third place. And so one and two, they had to never lose in order to get that placing.
Right.
Is that always true? Or is it possible that the loser bracket can also compete for first and second?
You can create all any kind of rule.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. I would say, I mean, possibly, let's say you had a, 30 competitors and you're trying to narrow this down and you had double elimination. So all of these losers go into another bracket. And then what you're trying to do is combine the winning group with the loser that becomes winner.
Right.
And now you have, let's say, eight or four that then competes for first, second, and third. Mm-hmm. Actually, so, like a large tournament, like an international, like
a Worlds.
World Championship, I've seen where you have a set of brackets and they give it to this group here and you handle those and you've got another set. They're all the same division. You go ahead and do that. And then that when you come down to the last two, we're going to combine those two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then finish the bracket, right?
Right.
It's
right.
Like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, that, you could do that.
Right. I mean, that leads into my next question about, is that fair? And we're going to talk a little bit about having two third places as well. So it kind of coincides together.
Right.
And is it fair to have somebody in the loser bracket be able to compete for first and second?
I say no.
So the, yeah. So the most that they should be allowed to win would be third place, right?
Okay, you could make
fight
that rule.
For third
sure,
place.
Absolutely.
If the loser bracket
that
worked
fair?
Out way up. Well,
what it does
it's fair
is,
because even if you're in the winner's bracket and you lose to get third place, you had one loss. And so if you were in the loser's bracket, that means you had the one loss already, and then you worked your way up. So I think it does kind of equal out.
Okay. I mean, yeah, the double elimination basically gives other people a second chance. I guess maybe we all deserve a second chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that fair? For the guy that won all the way through, I would say no, it's not fair.
But if he got first or second, and
then I guess it's fair.
Then I guess it's fair.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what's below
him. So yeah, that's a good point. You know, that they could only get third place, and because he lost one round, and the guy that was in that winning division lost one round, and so they ended up being third in that.
They go against each other for third place.
So then that's fair for each one of them. Yeah, right. I guess that's true. But on the other hand, double elimination also means double the time.
Yeah, it does. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about having two third places.
Right.
You see this a little bit more, especially at like a international competition.
Right.
When you got tons and tons of competitors. And so can you go over why we give out two third places?
It's about fairness. Mm. Because...
Not time.
Hmm?
Well, if you had to compete for that, that's another extra, like, for sparring, 5, 6, 7
minutes.
Well,
no, I'm not talking about time.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, you save a little time, too.
Right, you're saving some time, but really it's about fairness, because what's happened is you got into the third place division is because you lost.
Right.
So you're here. And so you got basically two people that have lost a round. And so if you compete against that means they got an extra shot at winning a space, mm-hmm. which you kind of need sometimes for like selecting a team.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of not fair because in some ways they were equal.
Right.
They both lost. And so it's fair. They should just get third place, both of them.
But then you really don't have the third best person per se.
That's true. Only
have two best people.
No, that's true too.
Right.
But I think it's my understanding, I think from that point of view, two third place are given because it's fair.
So you're not giving them a second chance.
You're not giving them a second chance.
Somebody is being hypocritical here.
What?
You just said, oh, everyone deserves a second chance. Some people deserve a second chance.
I did say that. Well, you know, this is just a sport. Does it matter? You want to make someone happy? You make them happy and give two third places, and then the kid won't cry.
You know what I've noticed? You know what makes people the least happy is when you only give out one first place. Nobody's happy then, except for the one guy that won.
Well, they give everyone first place. I think it's good in some ways. I think you have a lot of competitors, a lot of events. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Right.
Right? I mean, it could happen. It's just that it'll be 2 or 3 days of competition for that one division.
Right.
Right. Is it fair? Yeah, in some ways it's fair. We all deserve a second chance in that way. I think from an organizational point of view, time-wise, you know, just trying to be more efficient, we don't see that very often.
Right. All right, let us know your guys' thoughts on tournaments.
Yeah,
double
write
elimination.
Something
down.
I mean, I think we got a big post, a big response to the other.
On the knockout rule.
The knockout rule.
Yeah.
Someone might write something about double elimination.
Maybe.
Or something.
Yeah, probably not. Let us know your guys' thoughts. And as always, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Taekwon.